This morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Hillary's email scandal grows. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. It is Tuesday, August 23rd. Glad you're with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
The FBI has uncovered 15,000 more emails that were deleted from Hillary Clinton's private server, and a judge wants them reviewed by late September.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked the Obama administration policy that said transgender students could use whatever bathroom they wanted.
On the presidential campaign trail, three reasons why the swing state of Ohio is still up for grabs.
And new ways to measure our performance on the job.
Typically, we think of performance management as the annual review. Everybody hates it. HR hates it. Managers hate it. Employees hate it. Companies are experimenting with new ways to do this with the idea that instead of looking backward at the previous year, let's transform performance management to be more about constantly improving, making people more productive.
Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber on performance management techniques and how they identify dead wood on the job. She's here in about 20 minutes. More email scandal problems for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. A federal judge now wants the State Department to review about 15,000 newly discovered emails that had been deleted from her private server. And he wants it done by September 22nd, meaning they could be released just a couple of weeks prior to Election Day. Here's State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
The FBI, obviously, in the course of its investigation, seems to have found other documents. I'm not sure it's referred to the FBI to speak to where they obtained these records from.
Meanwhile, separate emails were released yesterday showing a Clinton Foundation official seeking access to the State Department. In one exchange, Doug Band of the Clinton Foundation wrote to a top advisor to Mrs. Clinton seeking a meeting between the Crown Prince of Bahrain and Mrs. Clinton. "Good friend of ours," he wrote. Bahrain has donated to the Clinton Foundation. In Akron, Ohio yesterday, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump called the Clinton Foundation a pay-for-play operation.
After the FBI or Department of Justice whitewashed Hillary Clinton's email crimes, they certainly cannot be trusted to quickly or impartially investigate Hillary Clinton's new crimes, which happened all the time.
The emails were obtained through a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by the group Judicial Watch. Just as many students are heading back to school, a federal judge in Texas is blocking the Obama administration's directive allowing transgender public school students to use the bathroom of their choice. The judge said the administration failed to take proper steps in crafting the recent guidelines. It's a victory for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
I would just say we leave it up to local officials to handle it on a case-by-case basis rather than having a one-size-fits-all rule that somehow is going to be the end-all answer for the entire country.
The judge said that because the guidelines were in effect legally binding regulations, the Education Department should have held a formal process allowing those impacted to publicly comment. Paul Castillo, a Dallas attorney for the gay rights group Lambda Legal, was disappointed with the ruling.
The court's decision targets a small, vulnerable group of young people for continued harassment and stigma and abuse.
Texas and 12 other states have argued that the guidelines could result in the loss of federal education funding if they weren't followed, and the judge agreed. President Obama will visit southern Louisiana today to see the devastation caused by massive flooding. His visit comes 5 days after GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump toured parishes damaged by the floods. Mr. Obama has come under criticism for not cutting short his 16-day vacation to Martha's Vineyard to visit the region around Baton Rouge. Here's White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
I can tell you what the president's been focused on is the response on the ground and the people whose lives in Louisiana have been turned upside down by this terrible flooding event. And the response that you've seen from the federal government has been effective.
The president's also been criticized for having played 10 rounds of golf instead of visiting Baton Rouge. Local and state officials have complained that not enough national attention has been paid to the flooding that's left 13 dead and damaged or ruined an estimated 60,000 homes and businesses. For her part, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic presidential nominee, vowed yesterday to also travel to Louisiana, though she did not provide a date. It's 11 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. Or 2000, the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Glad you're with us, and a good Tuesday to you. Despite what you may have heard about the presidential race, it's still apparently close in the swing state of Ohio. Democrat Hillary Clinton is leading in the Buckeye state, but the race remains within the margin of error. She and Republican Donald Trump have been tied for months, but she's been leading by about 4.5 percentage points as of late. Politics reporter Chrissy Thompson at the Cincinnati Enquirer has 3 reasons why it's still a toss-up. Chrissy, set this up.
Over the past couple of weeks, Hillary Clinton has built a decent-sized lead over Donald Trump in most swing states and in national polls. And in Ohio, she does have a lead, but it's smaller. It's depending on which poll, you know, maybe 4 to 5 points, and that's within the margin of error for polls in Ohio. So the race remains close here in Ohio. You know, Trump remains within striking distance. And the main reason we're seeing that is Ohio has this makeup that is heavier in white Americans who have working class jobs. So those are folks who don't have a bachelor's degree usually, and they're working in a factory or something like that.
Okay.
We have a higher percentage than most states do, and those folks tend to back Trump.
Will those folks vote?
They say they will. So that's been one of the big questions all along is, you know, we're seeing that Americans aren't really thrilled with either candidate. And it's certainly in Ohio that's the case. And some have questioned whether turnout would be low. But these folks in polls say that they're going to vote. Most of the polls that we're seeing right now are among likely voters anyway. So, and I also will point out that these are folks who have voted in the past. Many of them are members of unions, and unions have had strong get-out-the-vote programs in the past. Those are kind of waning now. We're seeing kind of a lack of organization of those groups, which in some ways leads to all these people kind of turning to support Trump, because that's certainly not what their unions would have them do, but they're kind of acting more independently now.
Wow. All right. So another reason you say has to do with Latinos. Explain that.
Yeah, Ohio has one of the lowest percentages of Latinos anywhere in the country. Only about 3% of our population are Latinos. The estimated national percentage is 17%. We're 42nd in the rankings as far as how many Latinos we have. And those folks have tended to react more negatively to Donald Trump's comments about immigration and the wall with Mexico. It's important to note that Latinos don't vote as a bloc. You know, they come from all different parts of the Spanish-speaking world. They've been in the U.S. for a variety of different, you know, generations and times. But this year, we are seeing quite a few of them moving towards Hillary Clinton, and that's just not as big of a factor here in Ohio.
Okay. So I think you alluded to it a little bit in the story, too. What does that mean for, say, the ads that Mr. Trump may run in Ohio?
Yeah, we saw an ad, the first ad, really, that his campaign has run is in Ohio as of Friday. And it's very much an ad that you might see in the primary season. A lot about, you know, the system under Clinton, the immigration system would be rigged against Americans, but Trump's America is secure. A lot of his very same rhetoric that he used to win the GOP nomination, really not something that's very inclusive and trying to reach out to groups who don't already agree with him. And one of the reasons that that may be an okay tactic, I guess, here in Ohio is that folks who are on the fence between him and Hillary Clinton tend to agree with a lot of this rhetoric. We don't have as many, like I mentioned, we don't have as many Latinos, and so that wouldn't be turning those folks off. And honestly, when I speak to average voters around the state, you know, even folks who are on the fence between the two, they often say, you know, that they do agree with some of these things that Donald Trump has said, that immigrants are taking away jobs, you know, that we need to shut down the border and, you know, have a system where folks aren't, you know, jumping the line, some of the things that Donald Trump has said. So these folks, even the ones who lean toward Hillary Clinton, do agree with these things Donald Trump is saying. It's really hitting with this working class white population that we have here.
Thanks, Chrissy. Chrissy Thompson from the Cincinnati Inquirer. It is 19 minutes now after the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, on his third visit to Miami since the nation's first outbreak of Zika, Florida Governor Rick Scott once again asked Washington for more help in fighting the infectious disease, appearing with a bipartisan group of legislators. Bill Talbert, president of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, says it's time to come up with more funding.
This is an industry, if customers don't show, people aren't working very quickly. So federal government, as a taxpayer, I'm shocked. Let's get it done.
The state is asking for 5,000 Zika antibody tests and 10,000 prevention kits. Hillary Clinton is pushing back against charges that she's physically unfit for the White House. The Democratic presidential candidate appeared last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
I don't know why they are saying this. I think on the one hand, it's part of the wacky strategy. Just say all these crazy things and maybe you can get some people to believe you.
Clinton says she doesn't question Trump's health. She believes he's healthy as a horse. The comments mark the first time Clinton has addressed debunked rumors about her health, which have been encouraged by Donald Trump and his backers. The WikiLeaks global crusade to expose government secrets may also be causing collateral damage to the privacy of hundreds of innocent people. The Associated Press has found that the group has published medical and other personal files belonging to scores of ordinary citizens, including information about sexual abuse victims, sick children, and the mentally ill. Newly formed tropical storm Gaston could become a hurricane today or tomorrow as it swirls in the Atlantic far from any coast. Gaston, which became a tropical storm only yesterday, is located 450 miles southwest of Cape Verde and is not posing any coastal watches or warnings, but it is strengthening. And trumpeters, saxophonists, and bagpipers, beware. Playing a wind instrument could damage your lungs. Doctors in Britain cite a rare but fatal case of what they are calling bagpipe lung in a 61-year-old patient. The deceased man is thought to have developed a bad reaction to mold and bacteria lurking inside the moist interior of his bagpipes. They're urging musicians to be extra hygienic, as there have been a couple of other documented reports of similar lung problems in saxophone and trombone players.
Wow, I never heard of that. So you're breathing that in, essentially.
Yes.
Right? You don't clean it afterwards, it's still moist or whatever next time you
gross.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jen. 22 minutes now after the hour on this morning, America's First News. Time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. If you're looking to take your business to the top, turn to the state that's doing the same, Michigan. Learn more at michiganbusiness.org. Always in pursuit of ways to maximize our efficiency as workers, more companies are turning to performance management, process that is real-time, continuous, and focused on helping people meet ambitious goals or get rid of slackers. The new system lets managers track workers' progress via dashboards that display their goals, accomplishments, attendance, peer feedback, and other data. Here's Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Lauren, what's up at the office?
Typically, we think of performance management as the annual review. Everybody hates it. HR hates it. Managers hate it. Employees hate it. And companies are experimenting with new ways to do this, with the idea that instead of looking backward at the previous year, let's transform performance management to be more about constantly improving, making people more productive, more ambitious with their goals, and then ideally that comes back to the bottom line in the form of higher revenue and profits.
Wow. All right. I thought it was interesting, you started the piece off talking about how, was it a Kimberly Clark, where they started meetings by saying, I'm so-and-so, and I've been with the company X number of years, and the thinking these days is, that doesn't matter. What have you done lately, right?
Exactly. It's really about the present and what you're doing now. You know, this was a company that, they make Kleenex, they make Huggies, they've been around for about 140 years. It's a company that really valued loyalty and people who had been there for a long time. They rarely laid anybody off, and they paid very well. You know, getting a job at Kimberly Clark was considered, a lot of job security and generous pay. So these were good jobs. Well, in the last few years, the company has really been trying to change that so that it's more focused on current performance, future performance, and really getting, what they call a performance culture in place where people are more ambitious, more innovative, getting things quicker to market. You know, it's all these ideas. It's a new way of managing people, but it's really very focused on these management practices as a way to affect business outcomes.
All right. So how does it work, for example, at Kimberly Clark? What does the software do, I guess?
Yeah, well, I got interested in the story because I started hearing from a lot of HR software companies. These are the companies that, just kind of keep all the information about employees. They were creating more products to help companies manage performance. So, part of it was that companies themselves, employers, have been looking for a better way to do this. And another thing was that the software was evolving to make it easier to track people's performance, have people put their goals into the systems in ways that could be updated quickly. And a big part of many of these systems is feedback. So it becomes very easy for people to either solicit feedback from peers or from managers, or offer unsolicited feedback to someone. So the systems archive all of that. So it's like you've got a record of, people's successes, perhaps people's mistakes. It's a much closer way of evaluating how people are doing. So the software sort of is a tool that enables this new focus on high performance.
Any feedback so far from employees on how they feel about it?
Yeah, it's a very much a mixed bag for people. Part of the idea and the way that employers and also the software makers talk about this is that these systems are a great way to figure out who your high performers are, retain them better because you can sort of surface them more quickly, give them raises, bonuses, better opportunities, pay attention to their career path. People, the employers and the software makers like to focus on how great this is for high performers. For middle performers, it probably doesn't have that much impact. Okay. Nobody really wants to talk too much about what these systems do in terms of the low performers. Well, the systems are also designed to surface them more quickly.
There you go. Thanks, Lauren. Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Thanks for spending time with us. It's Tuesday, August 23rd. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. The FBI has recovered 15,000 new emails from Hillary's private server. A judge blocks the Obama administration's directive on transgender bathroom use. Researchers say they can identify depression through the pictures people post on Instagram. And how about this? The Cubs apologize for playing the song Smack My Bitch Up as Aroldis Chapman left the game Sunday. He's been accused of domestic violence. Four sponsors drop Ryan Lochte, and why one teacher's homework policy has gone viral. That story in about 20 minutes. As you know, many students are heading back to school right now, and a federal judge in Texas is blocking the Obama administration's directive allowing transgender public school students to use the bathroom of their choice. The judge said the administration failed to take proper steps in crafting the recent guidelines. More now from Texas Attorney Jim Pickle. He's with us live this morning. Morning, Jim. Explain how you read the judge's decision.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Gordon. Judge O'Connor in the Northern District of Texas entertained a motion for a preliminary injunction filed by 13 states, including Texas, to stop implementation of the transgender bathroom regulation that the Department of Education had put out. The basis was that the Department of Education and the Obama administration had not properly applied rules and regulations called the Administrative Procedures Act, or the APA, because they did not allow any notice and comment before instituting the regulations. Judge O'Connor enjoined the implementation of those regulations, and he did it nationwide.
Right. All right. So I guess if the administration wanted to, they could follow along that procedure and reintroduce this, no?
Yes, that's what I expect them to do. I expect them to go ahead and try to follow the APA's regulations. Problem is, I don't know if there's enough time in the Obama administration left for them to do that.
Right, right. All right, so now what? What could happen now, Jim?
Well, the next thing they could do, I guess they could ask for a reconsideration of the injunction. That probably won't do them any good. They can also appeal to the Fifth Circuit immediately because it's an injunction, and get the Fifth Circuit to weigh in on whether or not the injunction is proper. I don't see that they're going to have much luck with that either, because O'Connor's order is pretty solid.
Okay. Ultimately, does an issue like this wind up at the Supreme Court?
It can, yes. Although the Supreme Court is unlikely to take it at this point, because until the APA goes through the proper, or until the administration goes through the proper Administrative Procedure Act rules, the Supreme Court wouldn't consider it to be ripe. O'Connor has basically said the regulation doesn't even exist at this point because it wasn't properly implemented by the administration. So there's really nothing for the Supreme Court to review.
Mm. We're speaking live this morning with Texas Attorney Jim Pickle, talking about this judge's decision that blocks the Obama administration's directive, which basically allowed transgender public school students to use whatever bathroom they felt like. Some say these transgender kids are subject to abuse, harassment. There's a stigma. Should something not be done here?
Well, many of the states in the 13-state coalition have already taken steps to give so-called transgender students private facilities. Intimate facilities are called restrooms, locker rooms, showers, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the administration doesn't think that's good enough, because that in itself, according to the administration, stigmatizes the kids. You know, they're set off by themselves, their own locker room, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was really fascinating to watch, because this was something completely foreign to me when I was growing up, that somebody might identify with a different gender. I just feel like, right, this issue is, I don't know, sort of a modern age thing.
Well, interesting you'd say that. That's O'Connor, in his opinion, kind of keyed in on that. He said that the administration was trying a subterfuge, a runaround on the APA, saying, well, this really isn't a new regulation. All we're doing is defining what the word sex means in Title IX to include not biological sex, but also the identified sex. And O'Connor said that's ridiculous. He said, when this law was written, this wasn't even an issue. And we're going to interpret the statute as it was written in the ordinary meaning of the words at the time it was written, and sex at that point was biological sex at birth.
Yeah, really interesting thing to watch. Hey, thanks for spending a few minutes. Good talking to you. Jim Pickle, attorney from Texas, with us live this morning. It's 21 minutes now before the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday. Reminder, by the way, that we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well with the username @GordonDeal. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, Dez Bryant is not very happy at the moment, Gordon, but thankfully for Dallas Cowboys fans, it looks like the star wideout will have some motivation to play well anyway. Today, you see, is the official release day for the Madden 17 video game, but Bryant was among those to hear his rating in the game early, and it's a 90. Not bad, but far worse than last year's impressive 96. It also leaves him behind seven other receivers this year, including the aging but still lethal Larry Fitzgerald.
Ooh.
After Friday night's preseason game against the Dolphins, Bryant told the Dallas Morning News that, quote, it is what it is, and that, quote, the rating is going to shoot up real quick. You best believe that.
Is that right?
Yes.
He's okay,
as if he didn't have enough motivation or playing for the millions of dollars wasn't enough to get him out there.
Right.
Raising his video game standing is even more important.
That's funny. I love these guys pay attention to that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they all do. In fact,
that's funny.
You've heard that from these players that they all play it number one,
right.
And that they all really really pay attention when these ratings come out.
That's great. That's very funny. Very funny.
And if you're planning on taking your kids or grandkids to the playground in the Washington D.C. area, beware. There's apparently a serial playground pooper on the loose. Parents in the suburb of South Arlington, Virginia, say that human feces have been found on one playground at least four or five times this year, with two of the occasions occurring during the past 2 weeks. Particularly sinister, parents say, is that the poops happen right around the playground equipment, then the feces are covered with a shirt so that some unsuspecting parent or child can pick it up and get a disgusting surprise.
Oh, man.
Parks and recreation officials say the playground has been disinfected after each discovery, which are believed to have been dropped under the cover of night. Arlington County Police say they are stepping up patrols in the park in the hopes of halting the serial pooper, who could be charged with misdemeanor urinating and defecating in public.
Are you searching out these types of stories?
The poop stories?
No, yes.
Jennifer thinks I am. Nearly every day I'm coming up with a good poop story.
Because last week, right, that was the vacuum cleaner one where whatever the automatic one is called, right?
Yeah, Roomba.
The Roomba. Spread it all, the dog pile all over the place, right? Then the kid trampled through it and jumped on the parent's bed.
And that's what they say is one of the worst parts about this story as well. The same thing is happening. The kids are trampling through it and then getting it all over the place and on themselves. And that's why this is a really bad story.
I mean, the junior detective in me says perhaps this is a homeless person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But the problem is, though, it's not like they're saying it's not off in the woods, you know, or it's not sort of, you know, anywhere. It's not anywhere out of the way. It's like right there, like right on the equipment, right next to the equipment. Jeez. Nobody's even trying to do it someplace else.
I see.
So it seems to be a mischief maker in our midst here.
Wow. Well, you appear like a senior detective to my junior approach there. It's pretty good.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike. It's 14 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Remember when you were a kid and you couldn't wait to be old enough to shave? Not anymore. For most of us, shaving is just another one of those joyless tasks on our daily to-do list. Overpriced blades, nicks, irritation, and of course, you always run out of something, which means shaving with a dull razor. That's gonna hurt. Sounds like it's time you tried Harry's, a company that believes shaving should be, well, less of a hassle, which is why Harry's makes getting quality shaving products convenient and for a lot less money. A lot less. Because only Harry's ships directly from their own factory, which means no upcharging. And with Harry's, you can order online and get blades when you need them. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set, complete with a razor, a 5-blade cartridge, shaving gel, and post-shave balm for free. Just pay shipping. To claim your free trial set and post-shave balm, just go to harrys.com and enter code RADIO52 at checkout. That's promo code RADIO52. That's Radio 5-2.
Glad you're with us on this Tuesday. Sitting still and listening to the teacher can be a challenge for young children, especially after a long vacation. So how about this? New research in preventive medicine says scheduling a gym class before the morning bell could improve their focus. The small study found that children spent more time following instructions and working quietly at their desk on days they took part in a school-run physical activity program before the start of morning classes. On days they did not exercise, the children were more likely to interrupt, make noise, and stare into space, known as off-task behaviors. It's a story in the Wall Street Journal if you don't want to look up preventive medicine as a publication. This portion of the program is brought to you by Harry's, and our friends at Harry's have some exciting changes to announce. They just made a bunch of improvements to their razors, and they're going to keep prices exactly the same. Good luck finding another razor company that does that. Harry's five-blade razors now include a softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide. There's now a trimmer blade, a lubricating strip, and a textured handle, which gives you more control. So my shave is now beyond great. Also, the trimmer blade is a critical addition. You can now more easily tackle those goatees and sideburns. And you know, with Harry's, quality is 100% guaranteed. If you don't love your shave, Harry's will fully refund you. Now, the Harry's Starter Set is a good way to get going. You get a weighted razor handle of your choice, plus moisturizing shave cream, three precision-engineered cartridges, and a travel cover, all for just $15. And for a limited time right now, there's a special offer on the table. We've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase when you use the promo code DEAL. All you have to do is go to harrys.com and enter the code DEAL at checkout to claim your offer. harrys.com, harrys.com, then enter the code DEAL. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, the long, hard slog of recovery is underway across South Louisiana after a storm caused catastrophic flooding and the deaths of 13 people. Baton Rouge community volunteer Quintina Timmel says residents are doing the best they can.
In hard times, in difficult times, in great times, in happy times, we rally, we come together, and we're there for each other. So it's home, it's community.
President Obama plans to survey the damage today when he travels to the area. The floods damaged more than 60,000 homes. A federal judge is pressing the State Department on when it will release the 15,000 documents uncovered by the FBI during its investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server. The judge wants the State Department to expedite its review of a disk handed over in late July. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump says these emails show Hillary and Bill Clinton can't be trusted.
The Clintons made the State Department into the same kind of pay-for-play operation as the Arkansas government was.
The soonest the emails will be released to the public is early October. Hillary Clinton today will propose a package of ideas aimed at helping small businesses, including a new standard deduction that could simplify tax filing and improvements to a little-used tax credit for companies that offer workers health insurance. Clinton would also let small businesses deduct up to $1 million in capital expenses against their taxes. The current limit is $500,000. Another bizarre twist in the saga of former USC and LA Raiders quarterback Todd Marinovich. Police say Marinovich was arrested after being found naked with marijuana and possibly methamphetamine in a stranger's backyard in Southern California. The 47-year-old was a star quarterback at USC and the Raiders' first-round draft pick in 1991, but drug problems drove him from the NFL after two seasons. And speaking of drugs, Dwight Gooden is denying Daryl Strawberry's accusation that he is a complete junkie addict, saying his former Mets teammate took it personally that Gooden couldn't make a scheduled public appearance with Strawberry last week. Strawberry says he's worried that Gooden has been using cocaine and that he needs help, but Gooden claims he hasn't used cocaine in years. Gooden and Strawberry won back-to-back Rookie of the Year awards in 1983 and 84. Drug abuse cut short both of their careers.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
It is.
Yes. Thank you, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Well, back to school means bracing for the amount of homework your kids might receive each day, right? But that's not a concern for the second grade class of teacher Brandy Young at Godley Elementary School in Texas. She's not giving any this year. And her letter she sent home with parents on back to school night explaining her reasons has gone viral, shared about 59,000 times on Facebook at last check. As Ms. Young wrote, rather, I ask you spend your evenings doing things that are proven to correlate with student success. Eat dinner as a family, read together, play outside, and get your child to bed early. The teacher said homework just wasn't working for her classroom anymore, so she decided to make a meaningful change. She told CBS News, students work hard all day. When they go home, they have other things they need to learn there. It's not beneficial to go home and do pencil and paperwork. It's also not beneficial to go home and play video games and watch TV. So do what your teacher says. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
you're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees, you face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.